We're joined right now by a national baseball writer for the New York Times, also the author of K, A History of Baseball in 10 Pitches. Tyler Kepner is my guest. Tyler, always good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you?
Good, really good. All right, let me start in the Dodgers and National Series. You were in Washington last night for that.
Yep.
Washington had got a two-run home run from Juan Soto in the first. They were leading 2-1. Tyler going to the sixth, knowing they had Max Scherzer going in game four today. What was your sense as to what the mood in the park was like at that point in the game?
Well, it was pretty confident because, you know, they had it scripted just as they wanted. You know, if they could have said before the game that you would get five innings from Anibal Sanchez and a 2-1 lead, they would take it. Now, you could argue maybe they should have tried to keep going with him. But at the time, bringing in Patrick Corbin looked like the right move. I mean, he's one of their best pitchers. He did pretty well, even though we lost game one. And you figure that he can get you through that sixth, seventh inning to the back end of the bullpen. But instead, the Dodgers had the greatest postseason inning they've ever had. Literally their first seven-run inning in all of their postseasons going back over 100 years. So it just completely blew up on the Nationals.
Tyler Kepner, it absolutely did. For those who did not see it, Sanchez gets taken out. Corbin comes in. Cody Bellinger leads off the inning with a single. The next two batters strike out, but then David Freese pinch hits for Gavin Lux. He singles to right. Bellinger goes to third. Russell Martin follows that up with a two-run double. The floodgates open up. L.A. scores seven with two outs. What were you thinking as you saw that inning unfold?
Well, it was crazy because all the run-scoring hits were with two strikes. So Corbin was so close to getting out of it. And you're right. I mean, you know, yeah, the Bellinger hit, but then strikeout. And, you know, and then Freeze hits a little grounder through the shift in right. So you don't worry too much about that. Martin gets down two strikes, but the Dodgers just kept battling, and that's what they do. They've seen a lot of Corbin, not only in Game 1, but a lot of them have seen him a lot in the NL West. So they took so many good at-bats, they were able to read that slider of his, which is so good. And when he got it up a little bit, they pounced. So really professional at-bats and just a great example of what the Dodgers do, which is the ability to counter any move out of the bullpen by flipping their lineup with professional hitters like Freeze and Chris Taylor and Kike Hernandez. And there you go. I mean, the Dodgers can counteract whatever you want to do out of your bullpen.
Tyler Kepner is my guest. You know, now one more thought about them hitting as well as they do with two strikes. David Freeze said afterwards, quote, "You look at the best guys that have ever played this game, they look like they like two strikes. I watched Albert Pujols do it for 10 years living in St. Louis and playing with him. Guys like that, it's incredible," end quote. So when you're facing a lineup of guys who almost like hitting with two strikes, how much more pressure does that put on the opposing pitching staff?
Yeah, it was. But you figure, and you know, the Nationals, to their credit, have managed this aggressively, and I think, you know, they're trying not to repeat some of their mistakes they've made in the past, you know, by sticking with maybe overmatched middle relievers or stuff. I mean, they're going for it. They've got their best guys out there, but even that doesn't always work. We saw it worked great with Scherzer the other night in the eighth inning, and then they survived the rocky ninth with Hudson, but they had the matchup they wanted, and yes, it does put a lot of pressure on the pitcher. You got to be perfect and really fine. And when you make a couple of mistakes, they're going to capitalize. But they had the right guys in the right spot. It just didn't work out.
Tyler, it seems to me that when things go well, Dave Roberts doesn't really get any credit. And if things don't go well, he's always the first guy that people want to single out. What do you make of how he handled his bench in that inning?
Oh, I think it was great. I mean, I think that's how the Dodgers are built. Sometimes they get a little too cute, maybe. Like, you can look back and say, you know, the elimination game in the World Series last year, game five, that Bellinger didn't play, and they had Kike Hernandez batting third and everything. So sometimes they can do maybe get a little too matchup heavy, but a lot of times it really does work, and it gives them a huge edge. I mean, it's hard to do what they're doing. Seven straight division titles and going for the third straight NL crown. It's just because they haven't won a World Series. It shouldn't take away from just how deep this lineup is and how good Roberts is at using it.
Tyler Kepner is my guest. All right, so how different does the series feel to you after the sixth inning with the Dodgers going to today's game with a chance to end it as opposed to facing Max Scherzer to stay alive?
Well, it's just completely flips, right, John? I mean, think about, you know, if the Nats had won, then tonight they've got a chance to close it out with their guy on the mound. But instead, now they're just fighting for their lives. That's why the division series is so fun, because it's a lightning round, and things can change like that. I mean, what a day in baseball. We got four potential series-ending games today, so a lot on the line. We could have the LCS is set by the end of the night. I don't think we will. I think someone will survive. But yeah, it just completely changes it, because the Dodgers, like they were saying, hey, you know, like we got a shot to close this thing out. Worst case, we're going back home for game five and we can win it there. But the worst case, if you were facing Scherzer facing elimination, is much, much worse. So yeah, it's a big, big game tonight. But more so for, Washington than LA.
Tyler Kepner is joining us for a few more moments. Now, you and I have talked about pitching in the past. In fact, you literally wrote the book on it, K, A History of Baseball in 10 Pitches. Knowing that, how do you explain what Justin Verlander has done over the course of the season and then in game one of the ALDS?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, he has really, when you say a pitcher's adapted, you know, you think, I go more to guys like Frank Tanana or CeCe Sabathia, who lose their stuff. And then change the kind of pitcher they are. Verlander has adapted, but he's still kind of keeping the same stuff. He's adapted to, understanding that it's even more of a strikeout game now, and to, you know, to hear out what the Astros say about how to use your pitches and then just execute with brutal efficiency, attacking these guys. And he's been amazing. I mean, one hit the other night, it's either guy, him or Cole, would be a historic kind of Cy Young season. They both struck out 300. Verlander had more innings and gave up fewer hits, but Cole had more strikeouts with slightly better ERA. I mean, it is scary to watch those two in tandem, and it doesn't always work, right? I mean, we saw when the Phillies brought in Halliday and Lee, and they didn't win a championship. There's many examples of that. But sometimes you get that special season, whether it's a Koufax Drysdale or, you know, a Johnson Schilling, and this really could be one of those years, because these guys are just at the top of their game here in October, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Tyler Kepner joining us. Listen, it doesn't always work. Stacking aces has not guaranteed a World Series in recent years. So if you're the Astros, how do you go about trying to avoid that recent trend? What should they do?
Well, it's not going to be easy, because, certainly the Yankees, if they get to that round, are tough and can hit. But I do feel like the Yankees have holes in their swings that great pitchers can exploit, and let's not forget Greinke either. The Astros bullpen, it looks vulnerable. It looks, you know, but I think it may only be in comparison to the starters, because they did have the third best bullpen ERA this year. They've struggled a little bit in the first two games, so maybe that's how you get to them. But, you know, so far the formula's worked. I think the problem will be if the Yankees or some team can somehow succeed in fouling off a bunch of pitches and getting those guys out of there, and getting to that bullpen. But, you know, on paper, those guys should be good enough. You know, Presley and Harris and Ozuna had a really good year. So the Astros look great right now. But, you know, then again, the Yankees are also really good, and so are the Dodgers. There are three super teams right now, Jim. And, you know, if they all could wind up in the LCS, they all should wind up in the LCS probably. And then we'll see where it takes us. But it's a fascinating time in baseball.
So before you go, Tyler, if that's the way that goes, and most do believe that the Astros and the Yankees are on a collision course, how do you see that series going?
Well, I think in the end, I would go with the Astros only because of what we've seen the last couple of years, which is that ability to both slug and make contact is usually what has won lately. Certainly the Yankees could win. I mean, they're very, very good. I wrote the other day that the Astros are better than they were in 17, and they are, but so are the Yankees, as a lot of readers reminded me. The Yankees have a really deep lineup as well. I just feel like Houston is deeper overall. Their lineup just doesn't end. It's going to be an epic series, but I would give Houston the slight edge, just because I feel like there's fewer moves that Hinch has to make. I mean, if his starters go deep in the games, which they tend to do, there's just fewer margin, you know, fewer ways he can mess things up. Whereas the Yankees can, you know, you bring in Ottavino, you bring in Canely, you bring in, Britton and Green and these guys, like one of them might have a bad day and that could ruin the game like it did last night with Corbin.
I agree with you. Epic, epic potential matchup, but I think the Yankees are definitely looking up at Houston. I think Houston's got the edge there. Tyler Kepner is a national baseball writer for the New York Times, also the author of K, A History of Baseball in 10 Pitches. Tyler, great to have you back. Thanks so much for doing that.
All right, thanks a lot, Jim. Always like joining you.
You too. Always enjoy it. Tyler Kepner, that's an excellent book. And Dodger fans, you get up here and in here and own this. How were you feeling last night when you were down 2-1 going into the sixth, knowing that you might have to beat Max Scherzer to stay alive? How hard were you gripping? And then that inning. Kike Hernandez said afterwards, quote, "The Dodgers showed up in the sixth inning." Pretty accurate. Pretty accurate. Better late than never. And then when they showed up, man, it was scary. When you had that many professional hitters who were that comfortable hitting with two strikes and did all that damage with two outs, that was the Dodgers.